We start today's program by looking into a much-anticipated political battle that's not going to happen. Arizona's 9th District Representative Kyrsten Sinema, one of the state's acknowledged Democratic superstars, has decided not to challenge Senator Jeff Flake next year when he's up for re-election. And with us for a few minutes to talk about that is Nathan Gonzalez, editor and publisher of Inside Elections. Hi, Nathan.
Hi, how are you?
Good. So does this mean Senator Jeff Flake is not as vulnerable as some had thought?
Well, you know, I actually was skeptical that the congresswoman would jump in. I mean, part of the scenario against Senator Flake is that he might lose in a primary, and then there would be an opportunity to face a weaker nominee. But if you're someone like Congresswoman Sinema, I think there might be more value in waiting around and seeing if Senator McCain runs for re-election the next time around, and trying at it that way instead of taking on someone like Jeff Flake.
Does that strike you as wise, especially in the current political climate?
Well, you know, timing is a huge part of politics, and this election cycle could snowball against the Republican Party, against President Trump, and this could be an excellent time to run as a Democrat. But Arizona was a state that voted for Donald Trump. It's still not clear what his popularity will be in November of 2018 and how that impacts these races. And of course, when we look 2 and 4 years down the line at for a Democrat and when it might be a good time to run, we just don't know. And so that's the calculation that any aspiring politician has to make, is that you have to figure out when is the right time, and is it going to get better, or are you just left waiting all the time?
One of the things that comes up with Representative Sinema here in Arizona is that she's a very savvy politician. She's been able to sort of play both sides of the aisle a little bit, though she's a strong Democrat. Even when she was in the state legislature, she made sure to talk about how she had worked with Republicans. And there are certain votes that she's taken that some Democrats are not especially thrilled about, because in some ways it's seen as a way to keep her safe for the future. Is that a common strategy used by Democrats in Republican states and Republicans in more Democratic states?
Well, I think, you know, each politician, each member is making their own decisions and calculations in terms of how to represent their district and balance that with what they might want to do down the line. But I do think that Congresswoman Sinema is a fascinating figure, because she does have this, she's one of those people, I know when I met with her the first time, I feel like she has 28 hours in her day, and I have 24 in mine in terms of how much she gets done. And she's raising a ton of money, and when you have money, that helps open up opportunities later. But she also has this kind of centrist thread through her career, including receiving support from the Chamber of Commerce in the past. And when you juxtapose that with the ideological fight that the Democratic Party is having right now, that could pose some problems as she tries to go up the ladder. I don't know, she's checking off a lot of boxes, but you know, is her ideology sufficient to the party base, or are they willing to give her a pass on some of that, knowing that you're not going to be able to be a left-wing Democrat and get elected statewide in Arizona?
Now that we know Kyrsten Sinema will not be running, Representative Ann Kirkpatrick ran against John McCain and lost handily. And we're not seeing a lot of big Democratic names in Arizona. Maybe there aren't that many to choose from, but people thinking about perhaps getting in the race against Jeff Flake. Have you heard any names, current members of Congress, former members of Congress, on the Democratic side in Arizona?
I think when you put Arizona in the national context for the Senate, we have to remember the Democrats are defending more Senate seats nationwide. I mean, they're defending 25 states, including 10 states, with a Democratic senator that Donald Trump carried in 2016. So re-electing those senators is a priority for Democrats even before they start looking at offensive opportunities. Then when they look at offensive opportunities, I think they're looking to Nevada first, where Republican Senator Dean Heller is running for re-election, but it's a state that Hillary Clinton won, and then you get to Arizona. So, Democrats want to challenge everywhere, particularly in this environment. Democrats are ready to oppose the president and the Republican Party in as many places as possible. But I don't think it's a priority right now. And you know this better than I do, that any aspiring Democrat is also balancing, well, should I run for governor, or is there something else I should run for instead of taking on Jeff Flake?
A great point. Nathan Gonzalez is editor and publisher of Inside Elections, helping us update the future of Kyrsten Sinema and Jeff Flake. Nathan, thanks.
No problem.